Good morning. It's October 19th, 2025, in the year of our Lord, and the title for my message is Persistent Prayers Pay Off. You know, we as a country, as a society, as Americans, value and cherish speed and efficiency. Our entire modern way of life revolves around those two concepts. From microwaves that cook food quick, but really doesn't make it taste better, to Keurigs for one cup of coffee instead of a pot of coffee, when that will suffice. Just think about your banking. Before, people would go to a local branch, would get to know the tellers and have a conversation and go about their business. Well, then in the 1970s and 80s, automated teller machines became all the rage. And people would go to an ATM for convenience instead of going inside and speaking to a teller. Well, we went from tellers to ATMs to then online banking in the early 2000s. And to now we have mobile banking right from your smartphone. And that really started to take off in 2010. Again, speed and efficiency. You know, the goal for all of this innovation is supposedly to save people time so that they can go on living life the way they want to. Anything that can save or shorten time in the kitchen to paying bills online is cheered on and applauded by so many Americans and other people. But watch out when these systems of speed and efficiency are hacked and compromised, because then you make local and national news, and sometimes global as well. Just 2 days ago, I received another notice in the mail saying that my private information was part of a security breach. Whether it's banks, whether it's health systems, whether it's credit cards, whether it's the government, we're always getting these notices saying how our private information was part of a national or global breach. I cannot count the number of times my spouse has had to start a conference call that sometimes would last hours upon hours, even throughout the night, speaking with other various technology team members because there's been a hack or there is an issue with a server or an app. Now, when you take a few moments to reflect on our culture's need for speed and efficiency, what does that say with the parable that Jesus taught of the persistent widow and the unjust judge? Let me go back. I should say, rather, let me go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" This parable that I just read from the Gospel of Luke raises several questions, but at the forefront for many people is the notion or idea that God, who is righteous and holy and just, is somehow, some way, slow in seeing justice being done. Why doesn't God act quickly and efficiently like us to bring vindication and justice to the righteous and punish evildoers? Why does it seem like justice is constantly being perverted by the elites? from government through corruption and graft, through contracts and contacts, to the massacres of innocent people from the Sudan to Serbia, we ask, why cannot people see they are destroying them themselves with ancient hatreds and in the process preventing them from living a prosperous, free life? When we look closer to home here in Western New York, my God, all you have to do is look at Niagara Falls, New York, and the city of Buffalo, and there are other municipalities, to see all the abandoned factories and all the businesses that have been shuttered, entire neighborhoods that are eerily absent of people, often appearing like an old abandoned ghost town out west. The devastation that has been caused by inept, corrupt, incompetent political leadership and the greed of corporations is mind-boggling. For all these intractable problems, it takes patience. It takes thorough thinking and planning to bring in to bring about change for the better. And therein lies the problem. Time and patience. How many of us remember the day when we did not have an ache or a pain in our hips, in our knees, shoulders, or back? When we could easily jump out of the bed and do what we wanted, and to go without popping any pain pills or struggling to get around with a walker or a cane? If your car needs to be repaired, we take it to a local garage and it becomes repaired if the mechanic is competent and honest and trustworthy. But what do we do when it's our heart or our hip that needs to be repaired? And they don't become repaired so quickly now, do they? Well, we become depressed. Maybe we become impatient. Or maybe we complain because we want to go back to our normal selves. And at the heart of it all is our impatience. We do not want to wait for normalcy. Speaking about myself, I'll be honest. My own impatience was quite evident to me after I rejoined a local gym. And I was impatient because I didn't see my body the way it used to be. I remember how it was before the pandemic took place, when I was a member of a local gym and I would go weekly. But then the lunacy and the insanity of government leaders locked everything down. So for that time period, I have not gone to a gym until recently. But I remember what I used to be able to do as it pertained to weightlifting and the exercises I could do. Whereas today, I struggle mightily with that. But I've had church members and others encourage me to be patient, even my own daughter, saying, Dad, you got to be patient. If you are persistent and you are wise and prudent, you will regain some of your form and strength. You know, this wonderful parable by Jesus of the persistent widow and the unjust judge can be a wonderful corrective to our demand for instant answers and short-term living. I think most of us know what it feels like to be slighted or treated unfairly, where we know life isn't fair and our pleas to be treated justly and correctly go nowhere. Indeed, they are unheeded and it seems unheard. So in this parable, this widow cries out to the local magistrate, crying out for justice, and instead the magistrate ignores her. He can't be bothered. He's got better things to do than to hear the cries of a widow. You know, let me give you a little history lesson here. In the first century, in this parable, the widow is the plaintiff, and she claims eagerly before the judge that she has been wronged by the defendant. And not only that, but she is not receiving any justice. The defendant, however, argues his case, producing evidence that he is in the right. Both of them are trying to persuade the judge that they are in the right. And in Jewish society at that time, in all cases, They appeared before a judge, whether it was a civil or criminal matter. You went to a judge for justice. There were no police to bring charges before a judge. There was no such thing. People themselves had to go before a court and go before a local magistrate. In every legal case, a judge decided to vindicate one party or the other. So this parable by Jesus urges us to be like that persistent, tenacious widow, to pray and never give up before God. The only point of contact between God and this unjust judge is one of contrast. God is not like the unjust judge, and God will not ignore our pleas and prayers until we drive him crazy. Let me read again from the scriptures. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. If a corrupt, indifferent, unjust judge will render justice because a plaintiff is persistent, how much more will God, who loves us and is concerned with us, be willing to answer our prayers and pleas for justice and righteousness? There's a saying, timing is everything. This parable goes against our ideas of how and when problems ought to be solved by God. But as we learn over our lifetime, God does not operate on our clock or our schedule. You see, God sees the end from the beginning, the past and the present and the future, and he answers our prayers according to his timetable. And hence, because we become impatient, we think justice is delayed. You know, I've wondered if my actions or behavior caused a delay or created an experience I did not want in my prayers to God for a desired outcome. You know, God always takes human freedom seriously, from the good to the bad. While we are waiting for the Lord, we are not to be sullen and impassive, but faithful and persistent in our prayers. That is why Jesus said to always pray and not to lose heart or to give up. Such persistence in praying is what it means to be faithful to God. It means refusing to give in to appearances and continuing to trust God in his time and manner. It means living by what we cannot see to be the real thing. Only a person who believes in a power that cannot be seen will persist in praying. By the way, many people pray, but only when they are in a jam and are desperate because they cannot solve the problem or the issue themselves. In summary, when we seem to lack the presence and power of God in our lives, it is not due to God's unwillingness to answer our prayers or be there with us. For some, the temptation is to give up and stop praying when we do not receive the answer we asked for, and we start asking incessantly, why? Jesus makes a startling question after affirming God's eagerness and willingness to hear and answer our prayers. And here's Jesus' question at the end of that parable. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? That is the question Jesus is asking all of us from this parable. Will he find faith in our lives? At what point in time in your life do you let all your fears, your frustrations, and your impatience go, and instead you trust God in his timing and ways for your life? Speed and efficiency must take a back seat in our lives when it is time to live faithfully and persistently for Jesus. Amen.